This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rolls.
That's the best part, dude. If you have like three spots in a night and you have something that you like just thought of that day, you could tweak it a little bit and maybe it'll work a little bit more by the end of the night.
Well, that's the other thing is like that you learn being a stand-up for a little bit is that like it's a lot of doing the same joke and seeing getting it better.
Yeah. Like, and then putting stuff on the internet and having people be like,
yeah, oh, that was great.
Oh, is this open mic?
Like, no, I've been doing it for 5 years.
7 years.
That Nicole Kidman joke took me 7 years. And then she stopped doing the thing.
And that's not my fault. It took me 7 years to talk about goop.
Can I ask you guys a question right off the top of the bat here? First of all, welcome to the show. Everyone, welcome in. Come on in, everyone. Take a seat. We're just getting started.
Everyone, start a fire wherever you're at.
Yeah.
Get cozy.
We sure didn't start it. Ain't that right, Billy Joel? Where are you at, you little
piece of
didn't
shit? Start the fire. Or if I was Steve, we didn't start the fire.
No, we don't even look. You've got Billy right here.
Start a fight in the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night? Stop it.
Did you know about that? Did you know that he was performing? He was performing in like
Soviet Union. Yeah.
And the light was on the audience. And he's like singing his like hit song. And he's like, lights are on. Stop. Turn the lights off. Why does it always have to happen in the middle of the night? Listen to this.
Stop lighting the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night?
It's really
stop
good.
Stop it.
Stop it!
Let me do my show, for Christ's sake!
If he had only learned a little bit of Russian,
welcome
I think
show.
He wouldn't have had any of these problems.
I think he was rushing through the show, maybe.
Guys, that's Vidania! Why do we gotta start a win on Banner? Gonna Banner tonight!
Niet! With the lighting!
Guys, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have one wonderful man in the studio today. Good friend, old friend, one of our first guests ever
first
on
friend.
The show.
First friend we've ever had.
First friend.
First dual citizenship friend.
Guys, okay, movie idea. First friend. Kevin James is assigned to be the friend of the president.
Okay.
Okay? Because the president doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
The president is Adam Sandler.
Oh, we're in. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the chemistry is off the charts.
It writes itself.
It writes itself, which is perfect because we're in a strike.
Absolutely. That's what we need to write itself.
ChatGPT writes this movie.
So the first lady.
That's the only movie I'll allow ChatGPT.
And who's the first lady? Let's get real creative here.
Oh, it's got to be a super hot, famous. Who's hot and famous?
Like
right
Sofia
now?
Vergara, or like,
but like old. Yeah, it's got to be like a Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, because she'd be a great first lady because she's got that accent.
And she so, does have an accent.
We've never had really a first lady with an accent,
Melania
have we?
Trump.
I don't know who that is.
I don't recognize.
I actually don't hear that.
Stop Nick, it.
I'm not sure who that is.
Yet with Melania. Yet.
But I will say that first lady's worried about her husband. He's so focused on his work.
And he's also bombing the wrong countries.
Totally. He's making big mistakes.
And he can't make a mistake.
He's giving food to war countries and bombing.
And the election's coming. Dude, now I'm thinking maybe we get Sacha Baron Cohen.
To be a foreign dignitary?
Instead of Adam Sandler.
To be the president?
To be the president.
That's a choice. I think you gotta go
Maybe
Sandler.
It's more fun if it's Sandler.
It's gotta be.
Maybe it's Bruno as the president?
Gets too political. Maybe it's too political.
Too political.
But Sasha's gotta be like a dignitary.
Yeah, he's a dignitary. Yeah. He's a chief of staff.
Oh my God! Dude, yes. And he's the one that hires like Kevin James.
Yes.
And it's like secretly there's like a whatever, some kind of subplot where it's like kind of evil or whatever. But there's gotta be that scene where Adam Sandler realizes this guy isn't his real friend. He was paid to be his friend.
What, he's a spy?
Well,
he's just not really his friend.
He's just not really his friend. And he's like, no, dude, listen, maybe it was a job at first, but now I really think we're best pals.
Yeah. But and then they pledge to give all the money that he's made being his friend to a different country, and they give it to the wrong country.
At the very end, they give it to the wrong country. and it starts another war.
So, I like it.
And all these innocent people.
And it really opens us up for a sequel.
And then you realize he is his friend because instead of the Secret Service saving him, he saves him.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah.
So the real
friend
was the president we met along the way. Along. Maybe that's the tagline. The real friendship is the president they met along the way.
Re-elect friendship 2027.
I like it. Re-elect friendship.
Wow, that's great.
Re-elect friendship.
That's good.
Guys, this is some dynamic banner.
I wish we could write this. We've too bad it. We can't. Guys, welcome to the show. I did want to ask something right off the bat, and then we can get back.
We're a half hour into this bat.
We can get loose right after this if you want, but I want a little structure right off the top.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about how awesome it is to have you back. Obviously, it's so great having you here. Good. The energy in the room is already elevated.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's better than that foreign kid from it.
Yeah. Sure. Oh God, that kid.
Sure. Dude, not only that, but I think it's palpable what we feel in here today. Kevin passed out in the corner 20 minutes ago. And we haven't looked at him once. And I think that's a testament to what we have going here at this table.
That's what he looks like to me all the time.
That's not a concerning amount of blood.
Kevin looks like he's passed out standing up doing stuff.
That's an amount of blood that doesn't need an ambulance.
Who do we call? Who's after the ambulance?
This corner? Is fine. We just put a towel down.
Let's get the carpenter.
Okay, so, dude, I love it. Let's make that movie. It's called The Carpenter, and it's like so very obviously Harrison Ford.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's like just about a drug dealer.
It's Kevin James.
What movie can't Kevin James
be? It's also very obviously Kevin James.
Overweight kung fu comic?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Dude, Owen and I were working on a movie called Bear Patrol where Kevin James was like, he works for like the Antarctica, he's like the wildlife safety guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
And the cops think he's like a joke. He loves playing that guy, the underdog who gets laughed at.
Yeah.
Because he's just that guy.
What's the thread? Like, what do you have to be to, if you're like a 13-year-old actor and you're like, I want to be Kevin James.
Gain weight.
Yeah.
You got to learn martial arts.
Learn martial arts.
He's really good at martial arts.
And honestly, dude, this can't be learned. You got to have like a lot of charisma.
So charisma, so good social life, a skill that doesn't look like you would have the skill.
Yes. Also, no facial hair. Because no facial hair is not threatening. He hasn't had facial hair one time in his career. Yeah.
In his whole career.
Mustache.
Think about Paul Blart, think about mustache? Chris Farley also. Am Farley I thinking of a different guy? Facial hair.
That's a weird old Hollywood thing.
But John Candy had a mustache for a while.
But it's not a thing anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Dude, his last movie he had a beard. And it didn't do great.
That's
Chris Farley.
But not a movie.
Not because of that.
Chris Farley?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Paul Blart mustache.
Paul Blart mustache.
But you know what, dude? But listen, I'm
just
telling
used
you,
every word he had. Paul Blart mustache.
Paul Blart mustache. Let's write it down. Please. So, okay, here's the question I wanted to ask you guys.
Oh, jeez. Top of the show.
Nothing.
Top of the show.
Okay. So the moon.
Oh, I didn't know we were gonna go science.
The moon, as we know, affects the tides.
No one told you this is a science podcast?
Of the oceans.
I'm learning.
Right? Like the moon affects the tides, the ocean tides.
Yeah.
The gravity.
Those are the tides that
that's
it
right.
affects.
That's right. Not the tides of March.
And menstrual tides.
The ocean tides.
Yeah.
So the ocean's gravitational magic affects the oceans. Okay? So why do you think that if the moon can affect the oceans in such a way, do you think that the moon can affect body chemistry in some way? Because we have water in us.
Sure.
We are also at the mercy of gravity, the gravitational pull of the
Earth. We are of our environment.
Absolutely. And they even say sometimes when like a moon, like last night,
blue moon,
it was a blue moon and it was like
super moon,
super blue moon. And it was like a little, like, it's indiscernible to the human eye, but I guess it was a little closer to the earth.
Yeah, you could touch it. Did normal? You know that?
Yeah, Jim Carrey style.
Well, you're supposed to keep your hands inside at all times.
That's true.
So I wouldn't touch it.
I went outside the other night because someone was like, hey, the blue moon is happening. I was like, oh, all right. And I went outside and looked at it, and I was like, oh, I don't really look at the regular moon. So this means
nothing. Dude, I like when the moon looks crazy, but you don't know, like, you didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Like, you're driving home from San Diego, and the moon is, like, big and red, and you're like, fucking awesome.
It's, like, over the freeway.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
But like, not dressed up that night.
Yeah.
Whoa, hey, moon.
Dude, hello, you do get moon. Surprised by the moon sometimes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You ever get made horny by the moon?
Made horny by the moon.
This goes back to your question.
Yeah, I mean, because, okay, so, the connective tissue is this. So last night we were talking about maybe we didn't sleep so well collectively in the same bed. Maybe we were tossing
and prepping for the show. We slept in the same bed. Big
this
deal.
This is what we do with every
Don't get caught up on that part of the story.
This is why the show works.
It's a sleep number.
It's weird because we all keep the bed on different sleep numbers.
Yeah.
It's the three of us.
Yeah, and it works.
But it's important that there are.
It's like a Fibonacci.
It's important. It is important. But I think that, you know.
Mine's at 12.
Maybe we couldn't sleep very well because there's some moon stuff going on. You guys think this could be true?
Maybe.
No.
So let's all tell our sleep stories from
last
night.
Let's go to the phone line.
Malcolm immediately shuts it down. No. What else?
Well, hang on. Let's see who's on the line here.
This is a serious message.
Oh, we got a Beatle. Uh-oh.
Peace and love.
Okay,
peace
thank you.
Love.
Thanks
What's
for
going
coming.
On, Ringo? What's up?
Please.
Yes, I know.
Please.
Yes, do you I think the moon affected our sleep
Please.
Last night?
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Okay, well, he can't really talk right now. Listen.
Can you give us anything about the moon at all?
No more fan mail.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks. What? He sounds like he's doing an accent.
Huge honor. Yeah. Technically, yeah.
Interesting.
So. Yeah. Dude, so last night, Zoya told me I was whimpering in my sleep. I told you guys
pre-show.
See,
and that made me think of it too a little bit.
And I don't know another time in my life when I've done anything like that.
Have you ever whimpered? Moon. Have you ever whimpered?
I've whimpered
all?
In awake times. I like to be around when I'm whimpering. I like to feel it.
I like to be aware of
like feist. Yeah.
I also like to be aware of things when I'm whimpering.
Thank you.
This isn't doing anything for us.
What's going on?
What is that? Your piano? Your
I think we've piano? I think we've lost.
Oh my gosh! This was your whole shtick we talked about at the time. You having all these buttons. What
happens? This one is usually fine.
Space noises.
I'll just do my famous voices, a la Michael Winslow. Look, it's a helicopter. Is that? Look, it's a machine gun. Look, I'm doing cards. I'm shuffling cards. A lot.
You ever shuffle 10,000 cards?
Huh?
Pretty good trick. Was this your card?
Was this your card?
There's no way.
What?
And there's no way. You know how impressed you would be?
You nailed it.
If somebody pulled the jack of spades.
Out
of
10,000 cards. That was amazing. It was a jack of spades.
It was pretty good. It was behind your ear the whole time.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, yeah, I was whimpering in my sleep last night.
Why do you... I told you your wife shouldn't have woken you up.
I know. Let me whimper.
It's not real. It's sleep.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, just let it happen.
I've heard her do that, and it's terrifying.
Do you wake her up? You let her go.
She was trying to get to sleep, and she was whimpering on her way to sleep. No, I was like, okay.
Whimpering like a dog?
She's like, yeah, I'm fine. Because you wake up, and you're not thinking what you were thinking.
No.
I wasn't having a dream. I was just crying.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal, dude?
Just crying.
I was crying for no reason. I've got a lot going on. No particular reason.
I got really emotional recently.
Oh, you don't have to share.
Something.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Muppet thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Muppets.
Is this your card?
Penn and Teller. Thousands. The moon is calling you.
is that blasting off to the moon? Are we going to the blue moon?
It sounds like it's broken, but I can't tell.
Is the audience enjoying this?
Researchers believe our internal biological rhythms.
What is this show? I've been doing this show for 11 years.
There it is.
I've been doing this 11 years
yeah. to the day.
Do you guys have topics?
I think we finally figured it out.
We did.
I think we really hit our stride in year 11.
Like, yeah. Like a comic on a
Do you remember those bistro style olives?
I do remember. Huge episode.
That was because when we didn't know what the show was.
That's when we were figuring it out.
And now we got it. It's about space.
It would have been nice if we had bistro style olives, but
for
whatever.
This one,
I can see what we have.
We're high.
I can just bring out random jars of stuff for you to eat.
I believe on one of the shows, Malcolm, we were trying to be like offering food, snacks.
Bistro style olives.
And we had bistro style
that
olives.
Didn't you name the episode that or something? And I never listened to it.
And it was like.
You're really missing out.
But does bistro style olives just mean like a liquid vat with olives in it?
It means
we had to reach into like a.
It means
pond.
In the style of a bistro.
You
bistros are underwater.
You mean to tell me
that we still haven't figured
you've
out?
You've never listened to yourself eat olives on a podcast?
Well, I've got news for you,
and you're
buddy.
Just comfortable. Maybe that's why you're not sleeping. I would give it a shot because. I think we were really onto something then. I think we're onto something now.
We are.
Researchers believe our internal biological rhythms may be linked to the moon's cycle. Changes in sleep can have dramatic effects on your overall mood, causing irritability, decreased concentration and focus, impatience, and elevated levels of stress hormone, cortisol. What? What is it saying?
It doesn't say scientists, right? It says researchers.
Researchers, yeah. Which could be anybody.
Show me.
I went to the library when I was
what
nine.
Are they dressed like?
That made me a researcher.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a thing.
What are the names of the researchers?
Yeah. Aaron.
What are their numbers?
Yeah.
Where's your Dave?
Yeah, cite your source.
I'm not listening to anyone named Dave about the
Dave
moon.
And Aaron said.
Somebody on Reddit. Actually, David Duchovny is a leading scientist.
It says that there is no absolute proof that the moon affects human, mental,
actually,
and physical health.
You actually don't even need the word absolute. You can just say there's no proof.
There is no proof.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Huh?
Dude, imagine if everybody was mentally affected. Like if everyone on Earth didn't sleep well last night, or if everyone on Earth was moody, there would be no more Earth.
They do say that you weigh a little different when the moon is like in certain cycles.
Who says more that? More researchers?
That's science. No, that's science. That's science. That's science.
Science researchers.
Out. It might be because of the gravity,
let's
right?
See.
Like your height's a little bit different in the morning.
Doesn't
the
moon
night.
Pull menstrual blood out of women?
Yes.
Directly
so
out of
it screams
them.
While it's doing it.
And it goes.
And it shoots towards the moon.
And then it yells, it's your fault.
Yeah, yeah. You did this.
Fucking moon.
How much does the orbit of the moon affect my weight? I couldn't give a shit, actually.
Damn. Damn, interesting.
You started the question.
I was more. I'm less interested in like the physical changes,
and you're more interested in the mental,
the mental and emotional,
and potential internal
emotional.
Changes.
Do you think gravity affects your emotion?
No, probably not.
Are you happier in a tall building?
No,
oh,
I'm uncomfortable in a tall building.
That is a great follow-up question.
Thank you.
That was an excellent follow-up.
It's kind of my
I'm
whole
definitely
follow-up
uncomfortable
question.
In a tall building for sure.
Yeah,
I do not like
how
being
do you, how
up
do you,
high.
How do you feel laying flat?
Love it.
Okay.
How do you feel laying flat? But on the earth,
dude. Honestly, it's all I want.
How do you feel about laying flat, but at like 30,000 feet elevation?
Okay. Well. As a matter of fact, I did have the privilege of trying out a first class seat on a plane once where you could like
lay all the way down.
Lay down.
Business class.
Yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Because you guys don't do that a lot.
No, I've never known it. And honestly, I think I may have told you this. After I did that, I was like, this just shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Because not everyone has access to this absolute comfort.
Or all the seats should be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There should be four people on a plane at once.
Or people with money.
Yeah. Oh, us rich motherfuckers.
Dude, well, what's unfortunate is that, and I'm sure there's a longer, more involved answer. I'm a populist,
guys.
But comfort is like, people have been selling us comfort since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm.
Comfort,
you know?
Women.
I can think of other examples. I was going to say down pillow.
Yep.
Chairs, just chairs in general.
Down chairs.
Holy shit, I'm going to come.
Yeah.
Like a regular chair, like school chair that you would sit in class is different than a recliner, different price point.
Yeah.
Wait.
Huh? Look it up.
Is this research or science?
Look up folding chair, metal folding chair, price. And then look up Serta Perfect Sleeper chair.
The folding chair prices are going up since the Alabama riverboat battle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Those are priceless
seems
artifacts.
Seems like adequate protection against something.
Dude, I'm saying thank God for wrestling is all I'm saying. I think wrestling has helped a lot more people's lives than it has destroyed, and I have no proof to back that
That's fair. I tell you, I was on the first time I went on a first class flight, I felt very much like a like the Fresh Prince in the pilot episode where he's like wearing his cummerbund wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was on the plane. I think I've told this story. And there's like this little like sort of long rod with like a wide mount at the end of it. And I was like, oh, it's a microphone to call the stewardess, you know, or whatever flight attendant is fucking called because it's
air waitress.
The air waitress. And and I go to speak and I realize it's a light.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I usually put it in my mouth and it shines out my nose. Like,
it feels warm.
I was ready to spit lyrics. So I was like, this is for when you freestyle.
Like, oh, this is the speaker system.
I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
This is where the captain comes
to. Yeah. Dude, the captain comes and like grabs
Yeah, just real quick.
We're flying over Houston, actually.
I was like, maybe they do like a lottery so whoever wins, they get to do the captain's announcement.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do with the towel they give you.
I probably definitely didn't know at the first because I was like
wiping my
hands. I wiped my hands and you're supposed to like put it on your face
on your
and relax.
Face. Yeah.
And I to this day I'm pretty sure I just be like
Yeah.
Throw it at the guy.
I put it right down my pants.
Yeah. I still have a bunch down.
I wrap my penis in it.
Okay. It's just the one towel.
Just one little guy. One little square.
The little hand towel.
Oh, yeah.
And I give it a little. I tuck it twice.
Give it a little rent, and then I tie it up.
The rabbit goes through the hole.
It's kind of nice. Trust.
I believe.
Dude, first class is. That's where first class is. I had an embarrassing poor guy situation at a country club recently. Mm-hmm. I went to play golf as the guest of a friend who's doing great. And at the turn, there's 18 holes in golf. At hole 10, they had like a snack. Whatever, and they were like grilling hot dogs, and I took a hot dog. That's and then wonderful. I took my money out and I like went to go pay, and the guy in the booth is just like washing dishes, like looking at me and like organizing shit, and then my friend who brought me is like, what are you doing?
Damn.
So I'm paying for the hot dog. He's like, if you have a question, just ask me.
Wow. Yeah,
and I said, man, I really gotta get some more jobs.
It was an open hot dog bar.
You just have, and they were like, maybe, I don't want to exaggerate, best hot dog I've ever had in my entire life.
I
got a gourmet.
You
got to
tell
dog.
Me if capitalism doesn't exist anymore when we're at whatever area we are.
Yeah, exactly. Nice like, to be, you know what? It was nice to be surprised by it. And like, I'm thankful that I'm experiencing this, but also it doesn't feel right for who I am. So I could only have a certain amount of money. And I can only be certain places.
It's like an open bar, kind of. You're like afraid.
The whole place. Dude, I think a country club is just a big open bar that you spend $5,000 a month. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
There are old guys in the clubhouse just being there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They be there and they drink brandy like all day and they smoke inside. And they're like, this is our life. Clubhouse. This is where we're at.
I remember... I don't have a. I get scared of opulence because I grew up not having a lot. So I think I do that same sort of thing. Where
feels
I'm like,
unnatural.
I don't want to buy too many things or have too much stuff. But first class is still my thing. And I think it's because of all the white people I walk by that don't expect me to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. You sit down like you put it in your seatbelt like
this. Like,
Where are we going?
This is my favorite time. One time there was this like white dude, there's like a bunch of people going. He's like, you know how these people are, man. Look at them just like going out there and like whatever, man. We gotta struggle and do all of this, blah blah blah. I was like, I know, yeah. And then I like go and I sit down. And, you know, first class lines up first. And you can see he comes onto the plane and he's just doing his thing and he looks at me. And I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. That's your fault for assuming.
I guess I just got to get on the plane and fall asleep. Well, I guess I'll be sleeping soon, yeah. I guess.
I drew him like a solidarity fist and then watched Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Sure. Yeah. Did you want to see if you really had a mustache?
Yeah. And then relaxed.
But... Dude, but it's like, I will like, I'll do that. To be rested for wherever I'm going. Like if you need to go somewhere and like perform and be good at your job, you can't have like an uncomfortable flight can fuck up your week.
This is how I knew that I am a type of person that clearly looks very frugal. Is that I'm talking to a buddy of mine who's on multiple TV shows and does super well. And I was like, yeah, you know, you can get first class. He was like, do you get a first class ticket every time you fly? Because he didn't. I was like, yeah, man, every time. He's like, oh, maybe I should rethink it. Like, he looked at my life. Yeah. And was like,
now you're the.
Yeah, he was like, you're getting first class tickets every time?
Well-off guy.
Like, he was like, oh.
Dude, next time you see him, he's like, no shirt, Tommy Bahama shirt. He like, right. Big song. He always has a pina colada no matter what.
Like, I never want to be the guy where someone goes, I gotta start living my life.
Yeah.
He's like, have you ever heard of the Bahamas?
Dude, I won't do it if the flight is like under a certain amount of time. Like, I've wasted money on first class flights for like an hour and a half trip, and I'm like, I could have just sucked it up.
Dude, that was my first class flight.
I get it. I get it. And then there's being comfortable.
my first and only first class flight was a very short flight back from it was like America Airlines, like we did an American Airlines thing or something, and they like hooked us up.
Yeah.
Not there.
No.
But on the way back.
If we go on vacation together, first class for me, and you should think about getting first class for
yourself. I would think about it. What? And I could look over at you and be like this.
Yeah.
And you'd be like,
and I'd be like, I'll send a drink back, and I'm not gonna say no because
you can't do that. Because then we'd have to do that for everybody.
I would totally do that. I would get the whole cabin drunk if they allowed. Like, give me these free.
Dude, did you know the flight attendants are so by? It says in the flight attendant book, it says, "Do not smile past the curtain."
Wow. No smiles. It says, "Stop your smiling now."
Dude, I've never seen a flight attendant smile until I was in first class. Hilarious. And they kiss you on the head. They kiss you on the front. Like, are you planning on going to sleep?
Yeah.
I can't tell if they're happy.
Dreams will come true.
I can't tell if they're happier or if they just are paid to act happier.
Which is fine. Either way, it doesn't matter.
I tell you, the best I ever got treated is I get the Dave Chappelle thing a lot. And so I was on a plane, right?
The Dave Chappelle thing.
I get the Dave Chappelle thing.
All the comedians get it.
All the comedians get that. Right?
People think you're Dave Chappelle.
People think I'm Dave Chappelle.
Which is insane.
It's a weird thing, especially if you've seen him today.
Definitely. Like, maybe Dave Chappelle in like
95 or something, but now he looks like he ate. He's the last Chappelle boss.
Yes!
He's the head Chappelle. You're fighting
he's the Chappelle. Head Chappelle. Like,
first you beat up the janitor from Half-Baked.
Yeah.
And then he's like the double dragon. Slowly,
you kill the head Chappelle, all other Chappelles will die.
Yeah, that's how he looked. So I'm on the plane, and I'm sitting in the plane, I think in just regular, you know, fucking coach or whatever, and the flight attendant's like, Do you want to sit in the back of the plane? I was like, I don't know. I'm cool.
I don't know.
She was like, it's there's plenty of room there. You'll be fine. And I'm like,
just so no one can walk past.
I don't know. Well, first no, I had been asleep or I didn't notice, and someone get, so I go back and I go to the back of it, and then they're like, you want to watch a movie? And I'm like, I don't know. They're like, it's free. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, put a movie on.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, man, I think they may know who I am. Right? So I'm like chilling. I'm like, all right, this is pretty sweet. They're like, you want some food? It's steak.
One of us brought it for lunch, but you can have it.
I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Were you like, they think I'm someone else at that point?
No, because here's the thing. I still had a career, and I still be holding out hope.
Right?
So I'm like, this is pretty sweet. And I'm there. And as a black flight attendant, she's like, you ain't gonna move over?
And I'm like, yeah, sure.
She's like, you want a cigarette?
Come to our cigarette lounge.
You wanna, we can smoke back here.
We go upstairs. You wanna go upstairs?
Cigarette.
You
wanna go upstairs? Yeah, the cigarette room. Yeah.
What about this light that has a cigarette? It's, watch this, watch this.
What's this?
She just rips it out.
It's not a real thing.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing. It's not real.
That's for what's them. Yeah.
That's for them.
Watch this.
Nobody cares.
You see, it didn't even Nobody go cares. Past.
You want to open the window? You can open the window. We don't tell you.
Just blow it out the window. Yeah.
Hey, here's a parachute.
Don't ask why, but you just take a parachute.
Dude, you don't want that. We're going to land at LAX. They're going to delay our gate.
The pilot wants to know if you'd like to fly the rest of the flight.
That's what happened. I'm so upset. I'm sitting here. She's like, you know, I tried to wake you up. You didn't even wake up until that other woman woke you up. And I was like, oh, crazy. Because I don't really.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I remember the other woman, too.
And I'm still in my heart. Because I think I had the steak, and there was a note on the steak. And I forget. I wish I kept that note. I got rid of it.
They wrote it was.
They wrote something, and it had hearts over the eyes. Do you know what I mean? It was like, maybe let's hang out later. I was like. They clearly saw my episode of Law and Order.
Yeah.
Criminal Intent.
They saw Nerdcore.
They saw Nerdcore and lost their friggin' mind. Right? So I'm sitting there. Again, the flight. I gotta not say waitress. I'm such an asshole. Complete asshole. So the flight attendant is sitting down. She's talking to me. She's like, you know what's one of my favorite sketches? And I'm like, tell me. She's like the one where it's like a slave and it's like the slave bloopers from The Roots.
From Roots. Show?
Yeah. She's like, from Roots. I was like, one of my favorite sketches.
You win with it. I got a steak, a movie's on, my own aisle, they're letting me smoke and fly the plane. They gave me a scooter. There's a scooter to go through. Yeah.
It's
a little bell.
The wheelies all back and forth.
Move your elbow.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I definitely was like.
You don't think they would have taken all that away, would they have?
Because
they would have felt like
just
stupid
idiots. It's
just
easier. Honestly, when people believe that much, they don't even believe you when you tell them it's not you.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Like, all right.
They're like,
yeah,
you're
not me.
Yeah.
We got
it. They did that.
We got it. We got it.
That happened to me when I was at a strip club one time. They were like,
best place.
You, Dave? I was like, no. She was like, are you? I was like, yeah. So I'm there and I'm like, you know, clearly she thinks, but I don't lie, right? Like she's just like, that's my favorite sketch. I'm like, I love it as well.
I love that sketch,
right?
Yeah, you can't lie.
And then she's like, you know, the pilot's gonna want to say hi at the end of this.
The pilot comes out. That's not lying.
That's Malcolm Barrett.
He's like, it's Malcolm.
That's Malcolm Barrett.
Dude, dynamic banter. Right?
She's like, because the note was like, let's hang after the flight or some shit like that. All of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out, right? Because I'm like in the plane, like, please don't let anything, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the flight's over, we're exiting.
Dude.
And she's like, you know, they want to take a picture with you.
A picture?
The thing. And I go, you know, I just came back from Ireland, and I don't like people.
That's the move.
You know what I mean? It's
perfect.
I'm a little off. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
And I could see the disappointment. And I just thought to myself, the weirder disappointment is going to be when you post this picture on Instagram.
Dude, imagine that.
Or, and fuck me.
Dude, the best is like now they talk shit about Dave Chappelle to all of their
everyone.
Friends.
He wouldn't take a fucking picture with
it's
me.
It's a picture.
We gave him steak.
Dude.
He was wrong.
Oh, you watch the movie? You watch Paul Blart?
You watch Paul Blart, but you can't take a picture with me?
I ripped a family's baggage out of the overhead compartment.
That
so
was the pilot steak.
In.
You had the pilot steak. He said, give it to him.
I took a small child's insulin away.
Yeah. Just to feel what it was like.
Just because.
You know you could do insulin up here, right?
Have you ever taken a picture with someone who thought you were Dave Chappelle?
Probably. Maybe.
That's so great.
If in a group, I don't know. Maybe. It. I feel like they'll just be like, Dave, and I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're Dave.
when they tell you.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That happened to me in the Middle East. Like, I was in the Middle East and someone thought it. What's funny is, like I said, I've been at the airport going through like customs or something like that. And they were like, "You're the comedian, you're Dave Chappelle."
Wow.
And I'm like, "You have look my at the ID. Passport.
Have, yeah. Oh my God.
I'm like, it's Malcolm Barrett.
Just look at it.
And they're like, "Okay."
They think it's like a secret.
And I'm like, how do you take, here's your fake passport back.
Go to the country. Whoa. Go into the
welcome
country.
To Argentina.
How privileged do they think celebrities are? To the point where they get fake passports.
Celebrities run the
world. Or maybe Dave Chappelle was my stage name, and my real name is Malcolm Barrett.
Sure. Wow.
Maybe
so that's a thought. That guy went home and told his whole like, family, I know Dave Chappelle's
that's kind of
name.
I know Dave
Chappelle's
dude, that's a lateral name. Move. Dave Chappelle and Malcolm Barrett? That's a lateral move.
Yeah, you beat Malcolm Barrett.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very similar. As a name? As
yeah.
a name?
Yeah.
Definitely same lateral. Stakes.
Like, that's like me being like, Joseph Gepeppi.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Falzone or Joseph Gepeppi?
You didn't choose Falzone?
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, Gepeppi?
My boy, I was telling my boy Tommy's in town. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with my boy Falzone. He was like, that's a made up Italian name. He was like, you're
that's
so.
A stage name.
He was like, you're so offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to hang out with my friend Jetty Spaghetti.
Yeah. I was like, it's real. We gotta go back to the show
producer
format.
Producer says it's time for ads.
I legitimately forgot we were doing something for a second.
This is the format I'm used to.
That's a great point.
Well,
there's only one ad though.
There's only one ad.
Why? Thank goodness we're not as successful, so we can get back to talking.
Guys, today's episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Harry's. Really?
Somebody's tired of the ads.
Should we look for that now or after?
No, it's Harry's. Very scary.
That'll be $15,000.
What video game is this?
This is our ad music.
This is the video game called
We Gotta Make Money.
Advertisement.
Dude, okay, I thought of another movie. Another Paul Blart movie. It's called Calling All Blarts. And it's like a family reunion. A Blart family
yeah.
reunion.
Yeah.
You like this?
No, no, nobody likes it, but keep going.
I want to see it. I don't like it.
The guys that he caught, the terrorists from the first movie, plan to get rid of all the Blarts because they
revenge.
Want revenge.
Sure.
Wait, was he fighting terrorists
I think it
in
was.
The first
it
movie?
Was. I think it was. It was terrorists like,
are you
in
serious?
The mall.
Terrorists went to the mall.
They were going to like blow up the mall.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a good target.
Yeah.
Good mall, I guess.
It's solid mall.
Who gives a shit about malls?
Honestly, you should stop terrorizing if you're going after a mall.
Guys, and if you're listening, stop terrorizing.
Hey guys,
stop terrorizing.
Let me talk to the Middle East and white kids who hate black people.
Pipe this through to everyone who needs it.
Can we call the Middle East?
Yeah. Yeah, give them a call.
Is it not terrorists? Burglars? Are we calling terrorists?
Hello, this is the Middle East.
Hey, Mr.
What are
Middle East.
Of the Reno 911 movie?
Hi. I heard there's some terrorism going down.
Well, there's some terrorism for sure.
I honestly don't want to overstep.
Mm-hmm. Who's this, by the way? Is this Dave Chappelle?
Close. It's my stage name, Malcolm Barrett.
Oh, I've heard of you. Give me a second. I got somebody on the other line.
Oh, okay.
Hello? One more second. What are my plants? Hello, Malcolm. You're on with the Middle East.
Wrong. This is Dave Chappelle, bitch.
Wait a minute.
No, stop that terrorism.
Is this really Dave Chappelle? I'm a big fan.
No, sorry. It's Malcolm.
Malcolm, you got me good. I'm going to have my attention. Give me 1 second. I got someone on the other line.
Now, whether your ritual is minimal or elevated, you can level up your shave game with Harry's sleekest razor yet. Mike?
Yeah.
Did you get a pack of Harry's
yes.
stuff? So did I. Do you love it?
Yes, I love
it. So do I.
It's built tough. It's built Harry's tough.
If you want to get real tough, get Harry's.
You're going to have to chop your stuff up with Harry's. My neck has never looked better. We should give Kevin one. Kevin's a clean shaven boy. Kevin, do you like to shave?
This is the most I've seen Kevin with hair today. Did he hit puberty the other day?
Yes.
I like it.
We've been monitoring his puberty.
I don't use any sort of products.
Their innovative design delivers the same great shave you expect with German-engineered blades. You have Alt that glide across your skin. And a killer new look. Experience the latest and greatest in the Harry's Razor lineup delivered straight to your door for just $10 at harrys.com/banter. I'm talking sleek, sexy, smell good creams and lotions for your body. What I like is a shave cream. That smells nice. I can put it down here where this buddy grows. I spread it out, and then I give her a nice clean scrub.
Again, I don't know why I keep saying yes to this show.
Why is there only one ad?
Do you know?
You guys not getting more?
Kevin?
You guys aren't getting more?
Are the cameras in focus?
Is it because you guys do like ads like this?
Shirts! I love them!
Look at all the holes!
Take my money.
I'm gonna put something through this
shirts
one.
Have four holes!
I'm gonna put another thing through this other one. Oh shit, it's on!
What if this shirt had five holes? So guys, Harry's is, we love Harry's here at Dynamic Banter because I like to shave. Regardless of what this big bushy beard looks like in its current state, there's areas that deserve a little prunge. Commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Commercial.
And this is what Harry's gonna give you, dude. Harry's has the best shaving stuff. I've been using Harry's for years and years. That's the truth. No cap.
And that's what they're looking for.
So, what are we doing again? Well, you're going to elevate your shave with the latest and greatest in Harry's Razor Handle lineup today. Get your $17 craft handle starter for just $10 at harrys.com/banter. That's harrys.com/banter.
Yeah, my mind is lost, drinking a Fanta with Steve and Mike, Dynamic Banter. Plus I'm with K-Town, we in these streets. Dynamic Banter, you hear the beat. And I don't mean vegetables or lettuce, so let us eat a sandwich before you let us eat feta. Yeah, tell me who's better. Shoo, the moon is moving, so is the weather. Yeah, watch how I arrange this. The moon is blue, it's messing with my arrangements. Yeah, and the motion of the ocean. Are you new to that notion? Whew, I know we hurt. This ain't scientists, this is research. I hope you know it. We coming soon, blasting off to the moon.
We can sell that.
There was nothing imperfect about any of that.
You see? You gotta trust the process.
It's seamless.
It's a very specific process.
It is seamless. It's like we produced this.
I'm learning so
holy
much.
Shit. Here's the process. Sit down, start talking, ruin the ads, have a little song.
Absolutely. Right. Less ads every episode. It means good.
No money, but we are having fun.
Oh, good. There's no more money here, but we're laughing.
Yes, good. We could do this in an alley somewhere, I think. Give me one second.
So we should figure out what this new ad music is, but should we do that in the History Roads?
Well, it's time for the History Roads.
Well, that's what That's what I've been thinking.
Can I say shows? Can I say very important?
It's whatever.
Dude, well, I want to say that tonight, as this airs, as we live and breathe in the time of our Lord.
When does this air?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Me and Malcolm are doing the Surrounded Crowdwork show in the main room of the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here. It's in the main room?
Look at us. Yeah, it's in the main room.
And that's what we were thinking. We were thinking of this synergistic episode, hypothetically. We were like, what if we had Malcolm on? The show is Friday, and then his show is Friday.
And then we can announce this show.
Exactly.
Do you guys I'm very excited. Do you guys usually put out shows this quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's always we record on Thursday and we put it up.
Really?
Yep.
I'm very excited to do the Surrounded show. A friend of mine, my buddy Tommy, was asking me. He was like, hey, that must be cool. You just insult everybody, right? And I was like, no, I think you got to think a little bit for some of it.
There are people who do that. But it's not.
It always sucks.
It's not a sustainable experience. Yeah. It's just something that happens when like comedians are kind of on their back foot a little bit as a defense mechanism. You're like, well, I don't like seeing when somebody's like, hey, where do you work? And then you say where you're working, you're like, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like
oh.
that doesn't work for an hour and
the
a half.
The audience turns on you real fast.
Yeah. Surrounded's the best when people make like genuine connections with
people. Yes, you're really good at that. I always find it funny. I feel like the good comics we try to say, I'm not a good comic. I do whatever. But I remember I feel like sometimes it works if the audience is begging for it. Like, I remember we did a show and there was a guy in like a Michael Jackson jacket. And there was no comic that couldn't respond to that.
It's
like,
weirder Will that Haynes. We're not.
Yeah, like,
Will Haynes.
The red one?
Yeah, he would wear that.
Like, everyone was trying. They were like, you know, so, okay, so you have a. Dude, what is with that jacket? Like,
it's unavoidable.
Yeah, it was too much. It was the sun shining in your eye.
Like, yeah, sure.
It was too much.
Yeah. That's exciting, though. I would love to see this.
I am very excited because, you know, I'm not the veteran that Falzone is. I did comedy maybe 20 years ago. And in the last 2-3 years, I just have a couple really good stand-up friends in a group. And they sort of dared me to do it. And then it sort of sparked an energy where I was like, I think I like doing this again. I think I love doing it. And it's just such an expression. Like, as an actor, it's just like, you know, I'm saying a bunch of words. I'm doing a lot of similar things in a lot of ways. And so it's a good form of expression. Like half the time I ad lib or try and give things to shows I'm on anyway. So it's like a good, great outlet for me to come, especially right now since we're on strike. So it's been really cool. And Surrounded is great because I have to learn muscles as a stand-up. And like, I remember my buddy Eric was like, you have a lot of dates and I'm telling stories.
That's okay. That's what this is.
We love it.
Yeah.
This is your show, baby.
But I remember like when I first started, I did like 10 minutes and I prepped for it for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, I did stand up again with my buddy Eric like a month later and the crowd was a little dry. So I cut it a little bit short. I thought I put it at time. And I was like, all right, thank you. Like, I didn't get the red light. So I was just like, all right, thank you, guys. And then Eric goes, hey, man, did you see a light? And I was like, no. He was like, I'm sorry, audience. Malcolm doesn't know how stand-up works. He's got to keep going until he sees a light.
Right.
Do people like it sometimes? If you're like done, then it gives more time for the other guys.
I think that's not how it works, though.
Yeah. If you're bad.
Yeah, if you're doing bad.
But if they want you up there.
Yeah.
So
if you're likable, people are like, no, go ahead.
So, but at the time, I was just like, I couldn't do it. So I was just like, I'm in my head doing half run over bits, like trying to figure like, oh, okay, blah, 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 I'm doing it. And I talked to Eric after. I was like, hey, man, I thought I did 10 minutes. He was like, nah, man, you only did like 6. And I was like, well, I recorded it. He was like, check the recording. And I checked. I did 9 minutes and 50 seconds.
Whoa!
And then because he asked me to do more, I did 15 minutes.
Holy shit.
And then I was like, I did 15 minutes, man. He was like, oh, all right, well, there you go.
Goddamn.
But you have to. You have to, man.
Well, and that's the beauty is that. Because
you don't have to run the light, but you have to like, flex you have to figure it out up there so you can.
You have to figure it out. Yeah. And now it's like way different where it's just like, look, I did a show the other night. It was only 5 minutes, but I didn't even know how much time I had, but it was okay because I've been doing this.
Yeah.
I'm long enough to where I can mix and match and I can move jokes in and out and play it. And so like, that's okay, great. And I wouldn't have had that ability 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and I definitely Surrounded is one of the first shows I did when I started doing stand up again. because I was just doing any type of stand-up. I was doing stand-up where it was just like, they'd be like, where you have no material at all, and they give you a word, and they're just like, dinosaur. Jesus. And you're like, all right,
got it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You ever walking around a dinosaur, right? And,
what's it do? Hey, fuck dinosaur.
Yeah. If there was one here right now, I'd fight it or something. Yeah.
Anyway, what's the next suggestion? Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love when someone gets the light and they're like, they like don't know what to do. That, like, I've seen that a few times where like the light goes up and then they go,
Fuck.
All right, well, that's me.
Yeah. Right. It's the best when they're like, oh, I only have a 5-minute joke.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Like, when I started, I had like, my first 10-minute set, it was like, I have these first couple minutes or whatever, and it was like, my last two jokes, they're story jokes, and that's it, and that's what's going to happen, and if there's a light that happens in the middle of that...
I'm sorry.
I think that's okay, right?
It's not. If you were on the show, you would not. No. If you were another comedian with the same dream waiting for your, like, 5 minutes, you would not be the guy
finish. Red light's on. He's got to finish the bit. Yeah,
there's nothing that, like, I'll turn my whole... thought process on a person if I see them run the light, I'll be like, oh, I don't like you at all. You seemed fine in conversation.
But the light is like, sometimes it's just like you have a minute.
Normally,
right?
It's like a minute or two, but you work that out before. Yeah, they're like, we'll light you at 2. And then you're supposed to know, like you do now, it's like you know what goes where to finish at a certain time.
Yeah. Like, that's if it's a minute puzzle, 30, like, is that...
Oh, no, we're talking about blowing the light by, like 5 minutes. Okay. Like, if you're eating shit or doing crowd work. Like, if somebody starts crowd work when the light goes on...
Hey, so where are you like, from? Yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Okay, so let's get into you guys. You've already gotten into it. You're in it too much. Step out of it.
I definitely want to kill you if you start crowd work during the light.
So what's your guys' deal?
You guys ever have a red light?
Whoa, what am I supposed to stop? Anyway, you guys dating?
All right, Mike, what do you got, man? Give us your plugs.
Oh, so tonight is the Surrounded Crowd Work Show. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Woo!
Tickets have done great. Thank you so much for anyone who's bought a ticket so far. On the 5th, it's Valley Poppins. You want to give your review of Valley Poppins?
That was a great show. I hope you like weed.
You could do that whenever you want. It's every Tuesday. It's established comics trying jokes in a 420 friendly environment at the Green Room on Ventura.
And it's like contact high. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I like regular.
Everyone's high.
Every
together.
Tuesday, but the second Tuesday of the month. So the next one is the 5th. On the 6th, I'm doing Motherland in Los Feliz. On the 7th, I'm at the Crow in Santa Monica. At the 13th, I'm at Westside Comedy Theater. Oh, tomorrow night, I'm at Westside Comedy as well. So come down. If you're in the Santa Monica area, you get easily offended by jokes, come to the Westside Comedy Theater. On the 17th through the 19th, I'm doing Spots at the Stand in New York City. On the 20th is my homecoming show at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut, 203. Aww. Suck it. On the 21st, Surrounded in New York City at the Stand. It's going to be so fun. On the 22nd, I'm doing shows at the Stand as well. I'll be there all night. So many opportunities. Close. On the 26th, it's another Valley Poppins. On the 27th, I'm at Long Beach, Quesada for Bear Up City. Close. On 9:30, September 30th, I have a spot at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. Ooh. On October 3rd, I'm doing Valley Poppins again. On October 4th, I'm at the Setup in Santa Monica. And on 10/15, October 15th, we're doing Surrounded at the Siren Theater in Portland.
Ooh! Oh, my show, for Christ's sake!
You why did shows. You
that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get to Foul Zone.
Come out with me whenever. Stop it's so much dude, the last time we hung out at the Comedy Store was very fun.
I like it.
It's I'm also in a different position than I am there now.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you in a better position?
I'm in a better position than I was. It's not. I'm not in a worse position.
He gets free much.
Just so you know, I'm in a slightly worse position than life.
Just a little worse.
Kind of tiptoe around the building. If you're with me, you're going to want to maybe wear a hat down below.
I'm going to dress like a superhero trying to hide his identity.
Yeah. And then when you're somewhere else, you take it all off. You have a good time.
Mike gets free mozzarella sticks now.
Oh, yes.
As soon as I walk in, they put one in my jacket pocket.
They're like, "And do you want us to light it for you?" No, I got it.
Dude, using a cigar cutter.
Yeah, they cut it.
You pull it away from the cutter.
That sweet Zella.
Look, okay, he's the last Italian.
It's got one of those like gold really stickers is. On it. Yeah.
I love it. That's the movie poster.
Right? Oh, yeah. Wow. The Italian, what do we call it?
The Last Italian.
Pizza Apocalypse.
Yeah. Oh, Pizza Apocalypse.
Mad Maximilian.
Pizza Apocalypse, The Last Italian.
Yes.
Subtitle.
Obviously,
bitch.
Colon.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to start doing steroids for this movie.
All right. Let's get into some dynamic banter. History Road.
How do I still never know what's going on?
We don't. This is the part where Steve flies away for a second.
I'm out of breath.
I don't give a fuck.
Don't be guys, I'm not allowed to promote any of my TV shows.
Don't you dare. So, but I'll watch them all.
Can we do it? You whisper it to me and I'll say it.
So just IMDb them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And check my credit.
Dude. History. Can I just really quick say that I loved you in History of the World, the new History of the World.
History of the World Part 2?
That's right.
Can I say that? I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
Who the fuck from fucking this was SAG?
This was absolutely before. No one. This was before... And there's no more.
Yeah.
There's no more press cycle on this show.
Also, by the time this come out, the strike will be over.
Sure. Actually, in about now.
I think we solved the strike.
Get back to work.
Congratulations. But we'd like to officially announce that the strike is over.
Guys, that's why we had me on the podcast today.
That's right. Because you were announcing.
To let you know.
Malcolm's the new Fran Drescher.
But History of the World, part 3. Is it 2?
Part 2.
Part 1 was the first one.
Well, part 1 was the movie.
Yeah.
And in part two,
there was a trailer for part 2.
And
then
part 2 was the TV
part
show.
Part 1 was the history of the world.
Yeah.
That's right. And then there's like a weird trailer at the end.
There is.
For like the next season. And I don't know if they're doing I can't tell if shows are popular. That's what's yeah. And that's why we're on strike.
Yeah. That's true, dude. Release the plays. That would be so fascinating.
What?
And no way to tell if it was true or not.
What?
If people released like view counts for Netflix stuff and
they don't want
it's
it.
It's a whole. That's literally what we're fighting about. Yeah. It's just like that whole thing. Because like folks, we really have no idea how popular any of our stuff is, and that's how we like gauged how we negotiate.
Yeah. They say that they're like protecting some of the like larger.
Nah, it's just bullshit.
Or the. There was like something about like the auteur filmmakers that like that they're trying to like because if you know say like you get like a Fincher making a Netflix movie
and he gets 1500 views
and it's like Mr. Beast gets more views than a David Fincher movie on Netflix or something like they don't want to like piss off that director or insult that director
No. It's it started by Netflix, right?
Like right.
Netflix is the first, it's the number one streamer. It's really the only one that has the model that it has is because the others are still holding on to TV models, which they should because the streaming isn't that successful.
Agreed. Yeah.
But they just didn't have to because they weren't a part of that system. So there was, I mean, I'm sure they say whatever reason, but they just didn't have to. Yeah. Like,
who are they protecting? They're protecting
their
shareholders.
I think it's two things, right? Like, if because they're protecting shareholders, but it's also like a lot of it, the follow-ups, they built it like tech companies, right? And the thing about it is that that's all about stock prices, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is also that's why there was a bubble. There was a bubble that burst, and now the same thing is happening, and they don't have nearly the resources or the output or the infrastructure. And it's not a better structure than what they've been doing in basic television and cable.
Right.
It's really only superbly working for Netflix.
Right.
So, it is a thing. Like, that's the thing. They're like, oh, it's protect stock prices. Because here's the thing. The revenue is the same.
Sure.
The investments would be different.
Yeah.
So, you know, they hide the numbers. The benefit to hiding the numbers, I don't know what their official policy is, but the benefit to hiding the numbers is we don't have to pay... success-based residuals, right? And then the other benefit is if I tell you it's going great, then I can raise stock prices and I can get more shareholders and get more investments. That's why you do it. There's no other reason to do it. It was working fine. Everyone was getting paid. I mean, everyone was getting paid less like all of labor is continuously getting paid less, which, you know, we should have struck when streaming became a thing. But that's how that's Hollywood why
Harrison
works.
Ford.
That's why became, Hollywood hates.
Went from being a carpenter to an actor.
Yes, yeah. And why he hates Star Wars.
Do you think that Margot Robbie got like a kickback from like the $500 billion that Mattel made for the Barbie movie? Or do you think she had a contract already and she was locked in to something? Like, does some big actor get like a bonus if the movie surpasses?
Yes. You definitely, if you are whatever actor who's worked out whatever contract, you can get, I'm sure you get a bonus. But so, what's funny is like, I saw a thing and it's like, it was just like what the actors of Barbie were paid. And it was like Ryan Gosling, Simu Liu and all this and blah, blah, blah. And then what folks don't realize is that the cast is made up of 500 other people who are not paid anywhere close to that. You know what
Absolutely
I mean?
Absolutely not. Yeah. And then you get to see how like hugely successful that movie is. Those numbers don't really get hidden. And so that it benefits the big actors and all
but,
of that.
But they've also been doing that in movies for a while now. They've been doing this weird thing where they're like, this didn't make any money. And it's like the most, they're like, Harry Potter made zero, man.
Right.
We can't pay you. There's like, there's 38 of them.
Right.
None of them did good.
Like we shouldn't have done it.
We're really kicking ourselves.
We should have stopped at two. We didn't do good.
I don't know. We should have stopped at the goblet or whatever.
Right.
Books are so big.
We shouldn't have filled the goblet.
We really like books.
Well, I'm sorry that this is happening, Malcolm, and it sucks. And I feel for all of my working actor friends who are largely affected by this stupid shit. And I hope these greedy fucks come to their senses.
Yeah, they won't, but it'll be a fun ride.
Buckle up.
It's going to be interesting to see whatever the meeting in the middle is.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm glad it's not on me. I don't have those kind of decision making.
And if you did, what would you do?
Yeah, eat a mozzarella stick in front of the Netflix headquarters.
And be like, I know. Yeah, and smoke a mozzarella stick.
Smoke a mozzarella stick.
Just be like, be having a hard time with the cheese. Like, I'll tell you another thing.
It's like pulling. Yeah.
These are my friends.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people work real hard.
Why is the Italian music playing? Why is the Godfather thing
playing? Who's paying the little guy with the squeeze box?
That's a Giuseppe. And Giuseppe is not a member of the SAG-AFTRA.
Giuseppe doesn't have a union tie.
Absolutely.
I like Giuseppe. That. None of your Italian accents are like
They're
amazing.
Not great. No. Yeah. No.
Yours
definitely.
Is not horrible.
I've heard it before.
Giuseppe needed a pizza pie. It's like a cartoon. All right.
I like that you really use finding it.
Yeah, it's mostly Italian impression is in the upper body movement.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone do an Italian impression where they use their feet a lot. No one's ever like, I want the pizza.
Yeah.
Start tap dancing.
Stopping their feet.
They're balancing the dough like a football.
Yeah, it's all his hands.
All right, well, someone.
What? What? What is it?
Says they made some ad music for us.
What?
I mean,
we have high expectations.
We're in desperate need of ad music.
I like the one you made with the William Dafoe.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
Willem.
I've been kind of like fucking
William F. Dafoe.
We have fun with our ads.
Sure.
On this show.
Sure.
I mean, that's just part of the
it's part of the fun of it all.
That's just who we are, man.
We have fun losing money on the show.
We have fun being punk rock over here.
It's fun.
That's Steve's intrusive thought alarm.
All right. That's why it's going off.
Don't
so
do
much.
It. Don't do it. Whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Is this enjoyable? Does your audience like this? Your producer. What is your job title?
Tell us if you. Actually, send us an email and let us know if you like this.
Yeah.
The producer hates it. I can tell you right now.
He's the one that does like it. So you got to get through. You got to get through Kevin to listen to this.
If there's anything audiences love, it's long, unending, unidentifiable sounds.
Yeah. In the night, mysterious. Like, what is this?
Driving home.
Somebody dropped their phone in the pool while they were listening to Dynamic Banter, I guess. Oh, yeah. And then they like pulled it out and like hit play, and it was our weird sounds, so they thought that their phone was like fucked for life.
I like that you took no lesson from that.
No lesson at all.
Yeah, sometimes we cost people $1,600.
That guy loved it, to be quite honest.
Did he? Do you guys ever just play static for 5 minutes?
It kind of is.
We could.
It kind of just is.
I feel like we've done that.
Dude, if you did
that, like a long silent end.
Oh yeah. If you listen to our show like times three.
Yeah.
Like if you sped it up, it would just sound like static.
That's like doing drugs. Bad drugs.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hey,
let's listen to this song, eh?
Come on. I want to hear it, honestly. Do you guys have any new ad music?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Hold on.
There's almost no way to know.
Someone here says, hey, BBB boys, this is my third...
Come on.
Where did that come from?
If you guys can't tell, all of us have just completely lost it. And yeah. We don't have like a specific reason.
I'm sitting here daydreaming about when the podcast was good 10 minutes ago.
I'm about to take my shirt off.
Please take your shirt off. Please take your shirt off. Shirts, but it's new shirts.
For the end of the show. This is my third. Keep your shirt on, motherfucker. This is my third history road.
It's always actors. It's
boy
always...
says, there it goes. Oh, belt's yeah. coming off.
Oh, hey, Nico. Play that music, boy.
Welcome to the Patreon. I'm wearing most of my clothes.
I would join you mm-hmm. in the pants off.
Pants off, dance off.
But
whoa, someone's been working out.
Now that's
you really do look good, Malcolm.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I've been starving myself unhealthily.
Don't do that.
So I think that's a bit of a key.
Okay.
Regular. You've heard of intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
This is regular fasting all the time.
Have you heard of intermittent starvation?
I've learned the intermission.
It's something I learned from poverty.
Speaking of intermission, it's time for the show's intermission. Have you been getting headaches lately because you just don't
haven't been eating
take
enough?
Care of yourself? You're not drinking enough water. I'll tell you, it's been real hot out there lately, and we're very concerned about your health here at Dynamic Banter. So please, for the next 35 seconds, you are going to be silent while you drink some water.
Man, that was good. I feel like this podcast takes place in Mousetrap, the board game.
All right, this is my third history road. I'm now a born boy, becoming horn reborn girl.
Tight.
Whoa.
Tight.
That's not like a cis.
No, it's not. We don't allow cis questions on this podcast.
This is my third herstory road. I am now a born boy becoming horn reborn girl.
Congratulations. That's a 2 week horn to you.
All right. Good.
No question.
I sent the orangutan escape story, episode 291, johnsellingstuff.com, johnstore.com. Dude, is that the name of an episode? That's insane.
That's the name of one of your episodes?
That is the name of one of our episodes.
John
it's
Selling
all
Stuff?
All one word.
Do you have John any idea how alarming it is to hear something like that and have no recollection of any of it?
Episode 297, all one word, johnsellingstuff.com, johnstore.com.
You guys have been doing this at least 300 times, huh?
It's close to 400, is it not?
Listen to it, and really respectful.
That would be so funny.
Then I'd be like into cars, maybe.
Dude, because then... Dude, beautiful.
Is this a question? What is this part of your show?
Is there a question?
Did we have our moment of silence for water?
We did. It was 35 seconds.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Wait.
Hear this music.
Is this a question or music?
So they sent in the orangutan escape story on that episode, and the story about the lunch lady who made me pee in episode 307, Steve's big announcement. What was my big announcement?
You had to pee.
I had to pee. Here's a song so I can replace Neil Gosch. We're not replacing.
Listen, my friend worked real hard on some music, and some people just hate it.
Oh, they hate Neil Gosch's thing?
Yeah.
Most people don't. We've had one person.
There's a vocal minority.
There was one person who spoke completely out of turn. There was a person who spoke completely out of turn, had no basis for this piece of conversation, and jumped in and told us that that music makes them want to unalive themselves.
Did they say that during a show?
They said it in an email.
To our face.
To my eyes.
They said it into my eyes at a show.
They said it into my eyes on the computer.
All right. Well, so what is the alternative music we're thinking of?
Well, it says here, also I saw Surrounded at the Stand in New York City and had a great time.
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
Please hold your questions until we're through the history road.
Okay. Is this a segment?
What to say? They saw you at the stand and had a great time, but the waitress sat me across from a table full of Mike and his friends, where it was nice and clear I was alone in my DB shirt and had to eat a delicious green lasagna and try my best to not scare Mike and leave him with a bad impression of me as a fan.
Yeah, just know that I was thinking about that the entire time.
And that's anxiety. Never said hi. So, hey, Mike, hope your dinner was yum. Okay, go listen to this shit. Fun surprise in there. Bye. Bye, I said.
Is that a woman?
It's a woman.
I knew it.
A man becoming a woman.
Oh, becoming a young boy.
All right, here it is.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right.
Take down that mountain.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Okay, this good ad.
Little house.
Ooh, we got horns. Guys, this episode's brought to you by Butterfinger. Is it nobody's going to ever lay a finger on my goddamn Butterfinger? We're talking crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery crunch.
Oh, this is good.
That is absolutely
good. I like this. This is rock ad music.
This is like the best ad music we've ever had.
Guys, if you're buying your tables at Martha's Tables, don't do that any longer. You can now buy it at Sal's Tables. Sal's Tables, we've always had a leg up on the competition.
Sal's Tables have one more leg. That's a five-leg table from Sal.
The only five-leg table.
Hey, paisano. Do you like a pizza pie? Please come on down to Giuseppe's Cheesy Pizza Pie. We have just so many pieces. You're going to love how much of pieces you get.
Hey, are you out of skeletons? Well, then come on by to Johnny's Bones and Stuff. We have the most premium skeletons available at low, low prices. If you've been getting overcharged for your skeletons, well, no longer. Johnny's Bones and Things has the best skeletons. We're bare bones.
No bones about it.
No bones about it.
Let the recently deceased become your recently
designed.
Deserved.
I've recently redesigned my house with the recently deceased.
Oh.
My mommy makes the best cupcakes. If you ever want them, you better come on down to Mommy's Cupcakes. We're talking the best cupcakes you ever dang had in your life. My mommy slaves every day making goddamn cupcakes.
Hey, is your homeless trunk getting full? Too many bodies? Well, then try Johnny's Trunks of Homeless. The only trunks used for the premier homeless that you've been keeping in your home.
Because they don't have family.
Who's listening to this?
Hey, do you need bullets? I've got so many bullets. My name's Joey, and I got bullets. I've got so many bullets. I'll tell you, I was going to join the war. And so in anticipation of that, I bought so many bullets.
With the promo code BANTER, you get 20% off a handful of bullets.
I'll throw a handful of bullets into every package that you buy. Well, these are all caliber bullets. Are you out of bullets? And these are great Mother's Day gifts.
What? A handful of bullets for your mom on Mother's Day?
I think it works.
Well, I got bullets for every occasion.
I came up with... We got bullets for every occasion. Bat mitzvah, birthdays,
bat mitzvah,
funerals, weddings,
bullets, bullets,
bullet school,
bourbon,
bullets,
bullet school graduation,
bullets.
We got bullets for kids,
bullets.
We got bullets for dogs,
bullets.
We got bullets for your grandparents,
bullets. Grandma bullets.
So many bullets. I don't know what to do with all these fucking bullets.
Fucking bullets.
We've got like 7,000 bullets.
7,000 kids bullets.
I've got Legos.
I don't like this anymore.
We've also got Legos.
I don't like it anymore.
The kids bullets and the Legos are in the same bucket.
You can't switch directions. Holy moly.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Bob's bucket of bullets and Legos.
Look at what your music did to us.
That's a save.
Huh?
Well, what's this thing about? What's this?
We got to wrap it.
Okay. All right. All right.
And that's why I have a producer.
We got to.
Sorry.
We got to.
Well, guys, what a show.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing the show tonight.
Hey, thank you for having me at Dynamic Banter. Thank you for having me at your Surrounded show.
Always a pleasure.
What do you got going on the rest of your day?
Probably striking, jerking off, and playing video games.
In what order?
Well, the strike starts at 9.
So.
That's fine.
You've been striking since you woke up.
You know what I mean?
Out there on the grind.
On the grind.
It's so hot out there.
It is very hot. That's why I wear this sweater.
Well, Malcolm, thank you so much for joining us. Guys, please go see Malcolm at the Surrounding Show with Mike Falzone.
Yeah.
At the Comedy Store.
Remember to IMDb
improv.
Me.
Hollywood Improv. Hollywood
at the improv. You knew that.
Remember the IMDb
I was
me
testing you.
To find out what shows I might
IMDb
be.
IMDb Malcolm.
Do some research for Christ's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, I'm not promoting anything.
IMDb Malcolm at the Improv.
I'm promoting for Malcolm.
I am often on television.
Yeah, that's yes, true. That's Malcolm's in every third show. So he's going through a really tough time.
Well,
thank you for being
here. Ting.
Great, fun show.
Thanks for coming, dude. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
And we just really...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.